Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and this is Audio 5 on the Release, Renew, Evolve series, Leaving a Legacy with Impact. 200 years ago, it was thought impossible to control electricity, make electric lights, sound recordings, motion pictures, or build 50-story buildings. Today, these are all facts. Today, people will tell you it's impossible to live from your wise self or christened self and generate what you need when you need it. But that seems kind of impossible for most, right? People will want to dismiss it as a possibility, but don't do that. Because when you can live from the highest states of consciousness, not only will you improve yourself, you will improve your life. The answers to all of your personal and business challenges will start to come at moments that are unexpected, and you will live a life that is beyond most. Today, I want to really talk to you about increasing what's possible for you and leaving your legacy. Think about this. You have this willpower, right? And it's human will, but human willpower is limited. It's important to tap into something greater than yourself. And the way we start to do that is we start to visualize, like I mentioned last time, something that's bigger than ourselves, much bigger than ourselves. A lot of times people come to me and they say, well, you know, I'd like to have more money, but they're not willing to expand their identity of who they think they are so that they can start to generate what is possible for them. So all of us inside have this limitless potential. It's this presence, this power, this force that's behind everything we do. But a lot of times we get stuck in our head believing that things are limited. This is just the way it is. Don't you know this is the way it's always been done? I've been blessed with this gift, and I believe most people have this gift, to be able to look at things from different points of view and to be able to see how to improve just about anything. I even challenge you in this moment right now, look around your room where you are right now. Is there something that you can improve upon? Maybe a door handle should be a little different look. Maybe there's a piece of carpet that you starting to think, wow, what if I can improve how carpeting is made? What if I can improve the chair or the light or the mouse on my desk? Or maybe I could create a new book. You know, there's something in all of us that just is there. And, you know, it comes forth when we start to let go of fears and failures and guilts and shames and everything from the past, which is what this program is all about, right? So if you're still feeling stuck, there's a part of you that needs to step into this place of unlimited potential within yourself. Because when you can, you will be able to see things that you've never seen before, do things that you've never done before, and create a life that is uncommon to most. It all starts, though, with our cherished dreams. See, inside of you is a dream to leave a legacy. What is that for you? What is that legacy that you would like to leave, either for another human being or, you know, that you don't know, or maybe it's for a family member, maybe it's for your church or somebody that's disadvantaged? What is it that you're going to leave this place a little better than you were before? I had a fella on my show last week. His name was John Foley, and John was a solo pilot for the Blue Angels. He was the lead pilot for the Blue Angels flying team, right, of the U.S. Navy. And he got to that place in his life after many failures and challenges. He just kept, you know, tuning in, being able to take his life to the next level. And I said to John, John, today in your life after flying for the Blue Angels? And can you imagine this, you know, flying a jet 500 miles an hour at another jet coming at 500 miles an hour? It's 1,000 miles per hour closing speed. And they're going by each other a wingspan apart, right? Can you even imagine what that must be like? How much trust must be involved there? How much team spirit must be there? How much knowledge and wisdom and understanding and all the work that went in to get that kind of precision flying? Well, all of us have that potential in us. All of us can do things that are extraordinary like that. So I asked John Foley, I said, John, who are you today, you know, after all these accomplishments? And his answer surprised me. He said, I'm an angel. And I said, what do you mean? He says, well, angels are there to empower others. Angels are there to see things that others haven't been able to see and improve upon it and help others improve upon it. Angels are individuals that are warriors. They step in, they're courageous, they walk through challenges that others will shrink back from. Angels are people that are there to be of service to humanity and to do the right things to help others see that what's possible for them in their life, right? So you explain that to them, and I said, you know what? That's exactly the point of where we are all going. We are all evolving into states of greater service for each one of us. And when you start to think in those terms, you can start to think about, wow, you know, maybe there is a legacy I can leave. You know, maybe I am worthy of some amazing goals that I could step myself into to create this legacy of greatness in my life. Now, how does legacies start? They all start with stillness and calmness. They start with a calm mind. They start with not this searching of what is it, what is it, what is it, what is it. They don't start there. Legacies start with a place of calmness, a sense of peace, a sense of even-mindedness that everything is okay, everything is perfect the way it is. You start to hold a vision within yourself. You start to tune in to a place and start to affirm within yourself that this is who I am. I am an infinite being. I am a powerful force. I am a presence. I am here to generate more goodwill, more love, more happiness, to relieve suffering, to help others in their path. When you start to consciously live from that state, you become more aware of everything that's going around you. You become aware of your internal environment. How are your thoughts going? Are you positive most of the day? Do you wake up in gratitude? One of the things I'm practicing today is waking up in gratitude. I open my eyes in gratitude. Now, a lot of you people that I've been working with over the years have learned that process. But I want to take it to another step, because I wake up with my eyes open in the morning when they first open in gratitude. Then I go to gratitude of the past day, and I think of what I'm grateful for, what happened yesterday. And then I start to feel what I'm present in gratitude in this moment. Then I also go to gratitude in the future, what this day will bring. So I'm in a place of gratitude. Why do I start there? Because that's a high vibration. That's a high energy level that I want to keep my mind in when I'm generating the legacy of who I am. Now, what stops legacies from coming forth? You know, the greatest stopper of all, of every great dream in the world, is doubt and uncertainty. So if you're coming from a place of doubt, I'm not sure if this is right, I'm not sure if this is work, I'm not sure if I have the right abilities, skill sets, if I'm smart enough, if you come from that place, you will absolutely stop the mind from working properly, and you will shut yourself down. But when we level up, like I talked in the last audio about wonder and awe and in those types of energetic forces within ourselves, we actually raise our energy. We raise that consciousness within us. We have more energy. We have more power. We have more passion in the world. And we actually, what the neuroscientists are telling us now, when we're focused on thoughts of bliss and joy and happiness and gratitude and compassion, it actually emits emits chemicals into our brain, and it fires up the dopamine, it fires up the joy in us, right? And we start to have that more energy. So, you know, thoughts actually release chemicals in your brain. Now, the opposite is true also. If you're holding negative thoughts, that is also releasing certain chemicals into your brain that makes you feel slow, it makes you feel tired, that makes you feel low energy. Those aren't where you want to be. You want to practice consciously being aware of your thoughts, being aware of your habits, being aware of your environment. Environment is stronger than most people's willpower. So there's a place of you to really look at your own environment, your home environment, your office environments. You know, when you walk into those environments, are they environments that empower you and that make you feel passionate? Wow, I can create my legacy from this environment because it feels good. I love the colors on the wall. I love the furniture in the room. And, you know, the inner environment, of course, dictates all of this. Are you at peace? Are you calm? Are you joyful? Are you in a place? If you're not, that's okay. Stop. S-T-O-P. Just stop. Get some quietness. Tune back into yourself. And as you do, what's going to happen is you'll break those patterns of drama that keep going on. You'll also, every good choice that I've ever made in my life and probably anybody else comes from a place of calmness. Desperate people make desperate decisions, which create desperate situations. So calm people make calm decisions, which are right decisions and right choices that help them to evolve their life and become truly victorious and conquer their circumstances no matter what's going on. You know, there's spiritual powers within you because you are an infinite being. You are a child of the Most High. You are a peace. There's a spark of divine presence and power within you. As you tap into that, you can start to tune into a bright future. You can let go of the past and live that, you know, even if your past was dark, right? Misguided thinking, you know, stuckness, a place of lots of failures. Listen, nobody fails as long as we get back up and learn from it and try again. There's no such thing as failures. We can ascend our thinking. We can change our inner dialogue. We can expand our courage. We can embrace our light by embracing our future with a positive attitude filled with certainty. That's what the legacy starts from. So your legacy comes from really a place of purpose, right? So let's talk about that. Okay, I've got some questions I want to ask you about purpose. And you can write these down or pause the audio after I ask these. But what do you believe your life is all about? Number one, that's the first question, okay? What do you believe your life is all about? What are your greatest talents, skills, and abilities? Number three, what would you be doing in your life if you knew you absolutely could not fail? And number four, if I just gave you $10 million, what would be the first thing that you would do? And last, if you learned you had just 2 years to live, what would you want to accomplish? Now, those are powerful questions. If you ask that question over and over again, you will get the results. I wrote a book a while back called Ask and You Will Succeed, 1001 Extraordinary Questions to Create Life-Changing Results. I did a lot of research around questions. And what I found out is a couple important pieces. We have about 60,000 thoughts a day, you've probably heard this, floating through our mind. 60,000 thoughts a day. And we have the same 60,000 thoughts the next day, the next day, the next day, the next day. Most people do, unless you ask different questions. If you ask a question like I just gave you and you keep asking it, you will get the answer no matter what. A couple good friends of mine, Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield, who wrote the book Chicken Soup for the Soul, which has now sold over 500,000 copies. Those guys asked the question, what would be $1 million best-selling book title for 200-300 times, according to the story. And then one day, I believe it was Jack woke up and he had it, Chicken Soup for the Soul. So when you ask and you keep asking, eventually you will get the answer. In fact, Jesus has told us, ask and you will what? Receive, right? Ask and you will receive. Well, ask what? Well, ask powerful questions that will open the doors to your purpose, to your legacy. So let me ask you a couple more. What is the greatest dream you can imagine accomplishing in your life? Number two, if you could create a perfect life for yourself, what would it look like? Number four, what are your highest priorities in life? And number five, in what ways does your life purpose align with your vision for your life? Again, stop the audio, go back, ask, and keep asking. Tune in to yourself, to your higher self, and you will get the answers to these questions. Now, I want to ask you a couple more questions. What do you think you need to do differently to be able to generate your legacy? And number two, what could possibly stop you from generating your legacy? Think about those two questions, and then I have three more or four more questions I want to ask you. Next one, what beliefs would a person have to embrace to manifest their legacy? What would a person have to embrace to manifest their legacy? So I'm asking you to be your own coach and start to go within yourself and ask these questions. Number two, if the future of humanity depended on you, what would you do? Number three, what characteristics would you like to be remembered for? And number four, what would you like your epitaph to say? In other words, what would you like your legacy to be? If you start to tune into some of these questions, what's going to happen is that you're going to start to open up the possibilities of your life in ways that will generate a very compelling future. Okay, so listen, what am I asking you to do? I really want you to step into your power. And number one, dream dreams that are bigger than you've ever dared to dream. Think of a dream right now. Think of something that you think is impossible for you to do. Maybe it's to generate a multi-million dollar website. I'm just making it up, right? But whatever it is, maybe it's to get in a great relationship and be married for the next 50 years. Maybe it's for you to have perfect health. Maybe it's for you to lose that 40 pounds or 50 pounds and do triathlons. By the way, I did that. I know that's possible, right? You know, so think of a dream that's bigger than you've ever dared to dream. Maybe it's becoming a best-selling New York Times best-selling author. Then turn your dreams, number two, turn those dreams into some goals. Now, your goals want to be clear and specific. Put in the I am first person. And here's what I mean. Let me give you an example. I am generating $1 million or more by December 31st, 2019. Clear, specific, with a time frame. That's how to set a goal. Once you connect to your goal, ask yourself, why is it important for me to generate this goal? Why? Get in touch with your purpose. When you're in touch with your purpose, I want you to feel that purpose. Put on some music and dance to that purpose like we were talking to before. Go into awe, go into wonder, right? Get clear. Your purpose is what's going to drive this, your goals. It's going to drive you to success. Next, number three, decide on what you're willing to give or give up to obtain your noble goal. What will you give or give up? Step four, come into that place of feeling 100% certain. 100% certain, go into your knowing, this is going to generate for me no matter what. And then number five, I want you to come up with 10 action steps around this goal. Now, why is that important? Because if you come up with one or two, they may or may not be the right action steps. But if you come up with 10, maybe even 20 action steps that you can take to generate this goal, what's going to happen is one or two of those is going to be the ones that are actually going to take you to that goal so that you're going to complete it. And number six is you got to take immediate action, right? So this is a six-step formula. I'll summarize. Set up a specific noble goal. Number two, connect with your purpose. Number three, decide on what you're willing to give or give up. Number four, get into a feeling of certainty. Number five, decide on 10 to 20 action steps. And number six, take immediate actions. If you will do that, you will be able to step into a place that's bigger than yourself when you've ever have been, okay? You're going to turn these actions into your gold. And then you're going to always release these outcomes. You know, I set up outcomes, I set up goals, I see it, but then I surrender to it. What am I surrendering? I'm surrendering my ego, right? And my ego wants to just drive me in all these directions and take me off track and protect me and be in fear. I surrender that ego. What I do is I tune in to something higher than myself, right? I do that in meditation. I have a great meditation practice, and I encourage all of you that if you're not meditating, learn to meditate. Meditation is the bomb these days. They're coming all, you know, from Harvard and some of the most prestigious schools, MIT in the country, Stanford. What we're finding is that meditation is the end-all be-all for health, for fitness, for vitality, and for manifesting our dreams. So there's a lot of this out there, but you can find out more if you go to my site, kendfoster.com, kendfoster.com, click on resources, and on there is one of my, it's my scientific meditation program. It's for free. I just give it to you. And it's a PDF that gives you the research from the schools. It gives you the techniques of how to sit in meditation. It also gives you several different organizations that you can learn to meditate from. So if that's for you, go to my site, kendfoster.com, and you can get that. All right, this is exciting, isn't it? I love to be with you, and I love that you're creating this bright future and you're letting go of the past and you're stepping into a place where you maybe haven't been before for yourself. Because if you can do that, you can change everything. Now, I have a new book coming out. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Wisdom and Strategies to Unlock Your... Unlock your hidden genius and transform your life. Unlock your hidden genius and transform your life. You can get that on courage2change.us, courage2change.us. The reason I'm even mentioning that is because I've found that if we don't change how we learn, we don't usually learn. And most people learn in an old manner where they're going to a workshop or a seminar, or they're reading a book, or they're getting inspired, or they're learning about one thing, and they learn a piece of it, and then it drops off, and then the next day they're on to their life again, and they've got all the distractions going on. I've found that we need to drip on our consciousness every single day. Every day we have to drip on our consciousness in ways to keep us upbeat, keep us focused, keep us moving in the right direction, which is why I've created this book, The Courage to Change Everything. It's daily strategies to drip wisdom, understanding, and guidance onto your mind so that you have that powerful consciousness shifting words that take you and take your life and keep it on track, right? Every single day. Imagine what your life would be like by being able to have positive, focused energy and stepping into that every day for the next 365 days. Well, that's what that book is all about. And I'm mentioning it because when you change one thing, you change everything. Remember that. Change one thing, change everything. And that's really what needs to happen for you to leave the legacy that you so deserve and your family so deserves. Okay, so now legacy. What is your legacy going to be? Do you know yet? You know, it doesn't have to be one thing. It can be many things. I mean, for me, my legacy, it's important for me to become the person that I believe I'm meant to be, to become the teacher, to become the angel, to step into my power, my presence, my voice, my energy, my passion, my love in deep ways. What it is for you, it's about you, right? I'm not sure what it is about you, but you, inside of you, can figure this out. But what it takes is every single day, commit for the next 30 days. Every day you're going to write one page about your legacy. If you will do that, one little notebook page, right? Just one page every day. You know, just write it from a stream of consciousness. You don't have to know what you're going to write. In other words, you just start writing. Well, I don't know what I'm going to write about. But, you know, today's kind of hot. I'm not sure if today's going to be hot. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. But, you know, I would like to talk about legacy. You're just letting a stream of consciousness flow. As you do that, what'll happen is you'll start tuning in to the soul, tuning into the place that's higher than yourself. That's where all amazing artists and authors and speakers and trainers, they all tune into this place that's greater than themselves. They're channeling their own soul, right? It's coming through them. And when you can tap into that area, your life can get better and better and better and better. Okay. I hope this has been beneficial to you. I also hope you'll tune into my radio show if you like this information. It's called voicesofcourage.us. Voicesofcourage.us is where you can find us. Or you can just Google Voices of Courage. And you will, every show, we drip wisdom and understanding and presence and power to our listeners to help you to take your life and your business to the level that it's meant to be. And that is how we leave legacies on a continuous basis, right? Your legacy is a legacy to make yourself better and then make the world better is what most of us are doing. You're probably in that group if you're listening to this. I wish you all the success in the world. If you'd like to find out more about me, just go to kendfoster.com, or again, listen to the radio show at voicesofcourage.us. I hope you have an amazing, blessed life. I hope this has been of value to you, and I pray that you'll pass this on to others that can really benefit from this work.